I say this is one of the more enjoyable evenings you've had as a member of the Predators here?
Well, for sure. The year's been what it is. It's been disappointing in a lot of aspects in terms of what we wanted to accomplish as a team, but you know, to have, you know, special moments throughout the season is still, as a player, something to enjoy. It's why you love playing the game. And like I said before, as athletes, you wanna win and you wanna help your team win. And tonight was one of those nights, and it felt good.
You almost had a pretty amazing goal in overtime earlier, but then what happened on the play from Svechkov to win it?
That would have been cool. I think it was a little high, but that's just sports. I mean, you go through times where it feels like you can't catch a break, and then stuff like that happens. I know it wasn't a goal, but you know, hits your stick midair, you corral the puck. It's just, that's, you have to stick with it. Eventually, you know, the hard work and the preparation that you fall back on pays off. And in overtime, obviously, you know, again, you're feeling confident about your game. You want the puck. You want to make plays. And had a good first shift, had a good chance, and then got a chance to get back out there. And I knew Svech was going to be looking for me there. So he made Stas made a great play to get it up quick. And then Svech with obviously a very nice pass.
You're moving up the goal list here. You're closing in on 600. Are you able to appreciate that in the moment? Is that something you think?
Yeah, it's always, I think when you hit whatever that round number is, it's pretty cool. But it is truly hard to fully embrace it while you're in the middle of it. I think that's something that, you know, you gear towards, you know, it motivates you a little bit. But I think when it's all said and done, those are the moments where, you know, when that day comes and you stop playing hockey and you look back on it and you share those memories with your family, with your friends, all the people that have helped you achieve any milestone as a player. I think that's when it kind of hits home the most.
What's most important for you as you're looking to build out your game for the rest of the regular season? What's kind of most important to you?
Well, we all want to feel good about ourselves, whether that's first and foremost collecting wins and gearing towards something, trying to create that culture, that atmosphere. It's been a tough year. I mean, it is what it is, and you know, we just go through the trade deadline and you lose teammates, you lose really good friends. I mean, you know, one of my best friends in Chenner, and it's tough. It's not a position you want to be in, certainly not one that we expected to be in. So, you know, you can use that as motivation too. Let's play the year out hard and gear toward, you know, whatever's next. And that's all you can do. You got to go out there and play. And whether it's you want to finish out the season strong individually to build off something to feel good about in the summer, collect the wins so you feel a little better about yourself. It's certainly not going to change the disappointment with how the year's gone, but it can help.